and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, verse number 13. The Lord Jesus, he's given a summary of the whole Sermon on the Mount here. He's beginning to wind this down and bring it to a conclusion. And so we saw last time in verse number 12 that he said, therefore, all these the previous chapters, all these verses, he sums this up. He says, you want to be treated a certain way? You treat others thus that way. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Because this is fulfilling the law and the prophets. That's the way it's fulfilled. So then he says, very pointedly, enter ye. And when we see that word ye in the scripture, it's talking about, like you and I would say, you. You the individual. You the individual before God. He's laid all this out. God's mind in the New Testament, differing not at all from what he said, stated in the Old Testament. But Jesus Christ coming, God the Son, God come down, God with us, Emmanuel. He's come down and given us once again in this New Testament age, the mind of God concerning how men are to live and operate. All of this pointing us to the need of Christ. Salvation can never be accomplished or won by our works. It's only by salvation by the Lord Jesus. His gospel is the only way that sinners like you and me can be saved. And so he gives this charge unto us. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. And what that means, it's a narrow gate. It's not wide. It's not a big wide gate. It's a narrow gate. He says here, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. He says there is a very wide and broad gate that leads to a very wide and broad way. And all of that way and gate, that broad way and gate leads down to a pit and hole of destruction called hell and the lake of fire. And what's he say? And many there be that go in thereat. Now, there are droves of people. The population of the earth over the 6,000 years that it's been here, I can't remember what the estimates have been, but I mean, there could well have been 100 billion people passed over this earth. I believe that could certainly truly be the case. Sin has got a ravaging effect upon us now, and the life expectancy is typically no greater than 100 years, more like 80, in the developed world. That seems to be, the case, give or take. Let's say it's 100, and there's 7 billion plus people on the earth now. Well, you take that back over 6,000 years, and as we go backwards and go backwards, and of course, there have been very devastating times upon the earth where sin has resulted in misery and famine and sickness and all that. I mean, it's what sin has done to us, not the Lord, but sin. But then getting back closer to the creation, people flourished and people lived nearly 1,000 years. I mean, there could have been billions of people living on the other side of the flood easily. And so the Lord says, in all of time, in this broad way and this broad gate, this wide gate, there are many going through that to go to destruction. He says, verse 14 of Matthew 7, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He's telling us straight that it is a narrow gate and a narrow way that leads to life. It reminds me of a passage here, and I think I can find it over in the Gospel of Luke. And we've addressed this in the radio broadcast at time. In Luke chapter 13, let me see here if I can find it. There's a man here that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 13, verse 23. And he says unto him, Lord, then send one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? The Lord has, it's kind of like maybe this man might have heard the Sermon on the Mount. And you know how it is. There's some people that in a public setting, they like to kowtow to the speaker or the popular person that's there. And so they'll like to espouse something and utter something that person would be in agree with. And then it makes that person look good. And so it could have been that maybe this man heard the Lord preach about this, about the wide gate and the broad way and the many that are on it, and then the straight gate and the narrow way and the few that be on it. And so he asks him, he says, Lord, are there few that be saved? And it says here, and he said unto them, strive to enter at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. The Lord takes this man right back to what his need is. He doesn't answer his question. He tells him, you better pay attention to what gate you're going in. He says, strive. He says, pursue. He says, give the utmost of pursuit to enter in at the gate that is life. So we have here, the Lord lays this out for us plainly, that there is a broad gate and way unto death, and there's many on that road. And then there's this straight, narrow way and gate that is unto life. And he says, in what I read to you there in Luke 13, 24, he says, strive to enter in at that narrow gate. There are many that are looking for it their own way and won't be able to find it, won't be able to enter in. So back to Matthew 7. He says here, verse 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ says in John 14:6? It's just real plain. And we've got at hand in our world, we've got these religions and denominations and cults and sects that say that Jesus is not all sufficient as Savior. But Jesus says in John 14:6 that He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. That's what Jesus says. He says the way, the straight and narrow way is me. It is me. And so folks are looking for eternal life. Folks are looking to live beyond this life. Folks are looking for eternity. I mean, the pagan and the heathen of centuries old were all looked and believed that there was something after this life. And they made preparation. The pharaohs made preparation, killed their slaves with them, and gave them boats to sail on the spiritual Nile and provision and all that. Now, they didn't find it. They were on that broad way. But that narrow way, which is at hand, and so simple, so wonderful, so pure, and so obvious, made obvious to us by the Word of God, that narrow way is Jesus Christ, not a provision that we make for ourselves. And then in chapter 7 of Matthew, we go on here to verse number 15. So he warns about gates, wide gate, narrow gate. And then very interesting that the next words that he says is bewaring of false prophets. In our day, it wouldn't be prophets as much. There might be those that claim to be prophets. There is no prophecy. There is no vision, open vision given from God anymore. Why? Because we've got His Word. 1 Corinthians 13 makes it very clear. Tongues have ceased. Prophecies will fail. There'll be no more. We've got the Word of God. And so, and those were signs for the unbelieving. But we now have the believing, have the Word of God to preach and to learn and to teach. He says, beware of false prophets. These are men that have got a word that they speak. They've got a message that they preach. They've got a thing that they put out there. And the Lord warns of these false prophets because why? You know what they are? They're callers and sellers of the broad way. He says, beware of them. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. He makes an indication here that sheep are good. It's good to be a sheep. But these false prophets, in order to have a place and to get their message sold and to beguile and trick folks that they would engage, they come dressed up like a sheep, but they're not. He says here, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. 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 It's a job of a pastor to be on the lookout for wolves. Lord, help. Don't be on the lookout for wolves. Wolves just want to satiate their own hunger, their own thirst, their own desire. They just want to take care of self. That's what a wolf does. A wolf doesn't care for sheep. The wolf doesn't care for people. The wolf is a people user. They want to just use the people. They want to use the people for what they have. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the souls of sinners. They don't care about the future of sinners without Christ. They're wolves. He says, beware of these false prophets. They are wolves. They are ravening wolves. They seek to devour and to destroy. And what's he say? Verse 16, ye shall know them by their fruits. Well, how can I know that they're a wolf, Brother Jim? By their fruit. And how is it that fruit is born? Well, the scripture tells us in Galatians chapter 5 about fruit. The scripture tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 about what needs to be added to faith. And the Lord Jesus himself tells us that what people do and what people say reveals their hearts. Wolves. Beware of them. Beware of these false prophets. They preach the gospel of the broad, broad way. But our Lord Jesus, he's the narrow way to life. We point you to him. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.